a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in a boat just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. The boat in which the disciples and Jesus were could signify at least two things. First, it signifies the Church of Christ. And a violent wind signifies the trials and tribulations that the church faces. Just as the boat faced the threatening challenge of the violent wind, so also the Church of Christ from time to time faces serious challenges and trials, both from within the church and from external enemies. In the face of challenges, the church turns to Christ. And the Lord's presence in and with the church calms fears and dispels doubts. And so, trials and tribulations, no matter how grave, shall not destroy the church of Christ. For Christ himself has said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And he also promised that he will be with the church even till the end of time. This gospel passage enjoins us to always pray for the Church of Christ, to remain in the Church, united both in faith and communion. The boat in which Jesus and the disciples were also signifies our families. There are families that, like the disciples, are faced with great challenges. Families being tossed back and forth by the waves of devastating problems. There are families on the verge of collapse as a result of bitterness and anger. There are families facing imminent disintegration as a result of war. There are families groaning under the pain of a distressed economy. There are families that have no food on their table because of poverty in the land. And in many of these cases, these families are turning to the Lord to calm their fears. Like the disciples in the boat, they are asking the Lord to do something. The presence of Jesus is assured, even in the most devastating situations of life. The Lord may appear asleep to us in our situations, but in fact, he is very much awake and present. He is with us in the boat of our families. He does not forsake his own. No, rather he calms our fears and dispels our doubts. He did it to the disciples. He does the same to us. Let this passage, therefore, encourage us to turn to the Lord always.